big farms and cities are draining water from aquifers faster than the water is seeping back into them. Parts of the United States might actually run out of water because the amount of groundwater we continue pumping up to use is in too high demand. Hello. Welcome to The Shrink Zone Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel.
And I'm psychologist Julie Mayer. Come on in.
So, Julie, we hear a lot about climate change, about the floods and the hurricanes and the droughts and the wildfires. We haven't heard much about the fact that we're using up our groundwater.
That's true, Cindy. Actually, most people have no idea about this problem, but it is a serious issue, and that's why we're going to talk about it today. Let's explain.
Okay. Water from rain and melting snow seeps into the ground, going lower and lower into the earth through cracks and spaces and in between the rocks.
Right. It eventually comes to where all the cracks and spaces in the rocks and sediment and dirt are saturated with water. This is called the saturated zone, and the water in the saturated zone is our groundwater.
There are layers of rock under the saturated zone that water can't penetrate at all. There are no cracks or spaces there. It's just solid. The top of the saturated zone is where the water table starts, and under that, the space between the top of the water table and the impenetrable rock is called an aquifer.
So an aquifer is a layer of rock or sediment that has cracks and spaces that hold a lot of water.
Aquifers are important because they supply a lot of our usable water. It's the water we depend on for farming and drinking. So groundwater is really important, especially where surface water, like lakes and rivers, aren't nearby or don't supply enough.
You can usually dig up and pump out groundwater if you can go deep enough, you know, like when people put in a well.
That's a major source of our drinking water. And it's also used for billions of gallons of water per day for agriculture.
But of course, there's always a catch. Our natural resources are not infinite.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not. And now we're finding out that our groundwater is being depleted. This is hard for people to believe because most of us just turn on the tap and there's the water.
That's true, Julie. When water evaporates, it ends up in the clouds. And when the clouds are full, we get it back in rain or snowfall.
The thing is, unlike water that gets immediately returned to the surface as rain and snow and refills the lakes and streams, it actually takes a long time for groundwater to seep into the aquifers where they can actually be pumped back up for us to use.
It takes a long time. Aquifers originally filled up over thousands or millions of years. It's taken us only about 100 years to start depleting them.
Think about that. It makes sense to worry about running out of water since we've managed to deplete the aquifers so quickly.
Certain areas of the country can lose the water they need, and with less predictable rainfall and more severe droughts, it could be hard to replace. Huge sprinkler systems are often used to irrigate land for crops, but there may not be enough water to continue doing this.
There's just not enough water to keep spreading hundreds of gallons a minute from a well 24/7.
The lack of enough groundwater is affecting important crops and agriculture. Irrigation can more than double the amount of corn, for example, grown per acre, so it's hard to resist using it.
You know, American agriculture didn't always rely on irrigation and pumping so much water out of the ground. In the past, farmers did mostly what they called dry land farming, which is just relying on rainfall or river water.
When the technology for pumping the water grew after World War II, it really impacted the way crops could grow. Crops like corn, alfalfa, and others that were really needed, especially in the West and the high plains that are typically too dry to grow them, could now have plenty of water for all the crops they needed.
Right, Cindy. But as the farms use up the groundwater, there isn't as much for the corn and other crops, and they decline noticeably. In some parts of the country, these crops require farmers to drain the aquifer in order to irrigate them. I don't think anyone knew that they would just run out.
Big farms and cities are draining water from aquifers faster than the water is seeping back into them. Parts of the United States might actually run out of water because the amount of groundwater we continue pumping up to use is in too high demand.
And when certain crops that need a lot of water are grown in drier areas, it adds to the quicker depletion of water because, of course, they need to add more water and there really isn't enough.
Groundwater also feeds into rivers by seeping in through the sides and coming up underneath. But again, with so much of it being depleted, the rivers are also running low. Some of them are drying up.
Even wells that are used for agricultural irrigation and public water supply contribute to the disappearing groundwater.
If groundwater levels decline too far, wells might need to be deepened, or a whole new well might have to be built, or at the very least, the well pump could have to be lowered.
And any of those solutions, Cindy, are really costly, and they pull more needed water up out of the ground, yes, but it isn't getting replaced at the same rate, of course.
So areas that depend on wells have water levels that are falling as they try to pump up the water from the saturated zone underneath. And as cities grow, the need for groundwater to support the growth just can't keep up.
So some of the negative effects of pumping stored water out of the ground faster than it can fill back up includes wells running dry, less water in streams and lakes, worsening water quality, increased pumping costs because you have to pump from deeper and deeper levels, and then there's something called land subsidence.
Right, Julie. Subsidence is when pumping water causes the earth above an aquifer to slump in, and the space left behind by the water that was removed collapses. It just caves in. And once that happens, we lose the space and it can't hold water anymore.
Subsidence is happening all over the country. As we have to go deeper and deeper to get to water underground, the water has to be lifted higher to reach the land surface. That makes sense.
And then the land sinks, which affects home foundations, sewer pipes, and other structures that get damaged. The ground is literally cracking from within the saturated zone, now not so saturated and drying up.
And the cracks spread, causing earth fissures that even reach the top, the surface of the earth, making cracks in roads, sidewalks, and fields.
So it really is affecting life on earth.
Yeah.
All kinds of water sources like streams and springs provide water for people, plants, and animals. And using up the groundwater resources changes entire ecosystems around the streams and springs and wetlands.
In some areas, the trees that grew along the rivers have disappeared as a result of lowered groundwater levels. We also sometimes lose other vegetation that lives on the sides of streams and in wetlands. And, you know, that's what the wildlife depends on, so it impacts wildlife as well.
As with so many of the things we've talked about that impact climate change and our health, there's very little regulation on getting water from aquifers. The federal government hasn't paid it much attention, and state laws about it are pretty weak.
That's true. But thankfully, Cindy, some states are finally working to figure out how much water they actually have left in their aquifers so they can use the information to put limits on pumping to conserve more of the water to try to have enough going forward.
As we've said several times, if groundwater keeps getting used up and overpumped, it's going to run out. And this is not just a problem in a few dry areas.
Pumping water to support economic and population growth has caused significant water level declines in a whole bunch of states.
We're talking about major cities, too. Water levels have declined from up to 70 feet in Memphis and 500 feet in Tucson and Phoenix and up to 900 feet in Chicago, which has resulted in land subsidence of up to 12 and a half feet.
Wow, a lot of caving in going on. In some parts of Utah, California, and Texas, there's so much water being pumped up that it's caused roads to buckle, foundations to crack, and fissures to just open up in the earth.
That can be scary. On Long Island, New York, pumping water lowered the water table and has caused salt water to move in and contaminate the fresh groundwater supplies.
More than half of the very deep groundwater and water below the ocean is saline, it's salt water. There's usually a pretty good boundary between the fresh water and the salt water, but pumping can cause salt water to move inland and contaminate the fresh water, what's left of it. This is also happening in coastal counties in New Jersey, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
So what can we do? There are some small things we can all do to help conserve our groundwater, and one of the most important of these is to use water wisely.
True, we do not like leaving you feeling hopeless. Just remember, even the little things that you can do actually help. So think about how much water you leave running, how much you water your lawn, clean your car, things that you don't actually really need to do.
Be mindful of the water you're using. I remember watching an old episode of Sesame Street about this. It sounds silly, but I always remembered it. They called it being a wasteroo. They would say, "Are you a wasteroo?" For example, if you let the water run while you brush your teeth instead of turning it off after wetting your toothbrush, you were a wasteroo.
Well, no one wants to be a wasteroo. You can be mindful of how long you shower, only run full loads of dishes or laundry, repair leaks sooner rather than later, or, drippy faucets. Try not to be a wasteroo.
Exactly, Julie. Other things like harvesting rainwater can take individual contributions a step further. And of course, there needs to be much larger solutions put in place, like using different irrigation methods for farming, for example.
And maybe there'll be water treatment plants that can turn salt water into usable fresh water or can treat sewer water to make it reusable in certain places. There are new ideas out there that will hopefully help us to have enough water.
I think a lot of that is already happening, probably just not enough, right?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that we all depend on groundwater, and it depends on us to protect it. You can learn more about it from the Groundwater Foundation at groundwater.org.
Thanks for listening today. You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Until next time, take care.